Hi, Tori. We talked to Clippert a little bit ago. I guess I'm just wondering what your reaction is to the news. It sounds like a tough injury for you guys.
Yeah. Anytime one of your players goes down and gets banged up and is going to have to step away for period of time, it's frustrating, and I feel for him. There's going to be a time now where he's going to pull himself out and he's going to have to heal up and, work hard to get back, to full health. And we hurt for him. That's the bottom line. Half the types of conversations that I've had with him over the past couple of hours haven't been easy, but, we have to face the reality of it. And, it's a tough blow, but, we're going to find somebody that's going to step into that role and get the job done. We've got tremendous, more than capable guys that could step up and get the job done. Who they are, we're still evaluating. But awful news for Clip. We heard for him. He's going to heal, but it's an opportunity for somebody to jump in there.
Evan Thompson.
Hi, Tori. Did the medical staff say what grade the sprain is, or do they know yet?
I don't know. I just heard, heard right capsule strain, a PRP injection, no throw for 6 weeks. Those are the cold, hard facts that I was dealing with today, and that's all I got.
So it's a strain with a T, not a sprain with a P?
It is a sprain.
Okay, thanks.
Yes.
Zach Buchanan.
Tori, bone just wrapped up. I know you were out here for most of it. What did it look like to you?
Yeah, it looked like he was attacking the zone in typical bum style. He was working on a couple things and trying to incorporate a couple of new thoughts and ideas about how he can go out there and be real effective for as long as he possibly can. Bum is bum. He's going to get big outs no matter what. And he's wanted to fine tune a couple of things, and it looked real good out there today.
Tori, has he been kind of quick pitching for a while, or is this one of the first times he's been doing it?
Every once in a while I would see him do something like that, but I think today was the first day it's been real consistent, and he was repeating his delivery and landing pitches, which is what stood out to me.
Was that an idea he kind of had to add to his arsenal, or something you guys suggested?
No, I think it was something that he wanted to try and see how it felt, see how it looked. So it was something that he felt strongly about and wanted to try out today.
What do you think that does to timing for hitters?
Yeah, I mean, it's the obvious is there that he is going to, be able to disrupt leg kicks, loads, sight lines. It changes the entire package and the entire equation. So, when and how he effectively pulls it out, we're not sure, but it's something that he's worked on. We saw that play out today, and I'm sure it's going to, obviously get them big outs when needed.
Jack Summers.
Tori, back to the bullpen. Is there any possibility with this latest development that J.B. Bukauskas gets recalled?
Actually not my department. I don't know that answer.
Michael Ferrara.
Tori, last time I talked to you, I asked you, is Taylor possibly going to make a start? Obviously he's starting today. For him, did you have any limits for him today, or could we see a certain amount of innings? What do you want to see Taylor do today?
Yeah, I think it's the idea is to continue to get him stretched out. We're trying to stretch out 14 guys. He's one of them. Just to get his pitch count up into that 60-70 pitch range. Let him get as many up downs as he possibly can, 4 or 5 up downs, and just give him the ability to repeat pitches and mechanically make adjustments at bat to at bat. Taylor's been on a real nice run. He's been throwing the ball extremely well. There have been, you know, certain outings you guys have seen in A games. There have been other outings in B games that I've been able to watch. He's having a terrific spring and throwing the ball very well. We'll look for that to continue.
Mark.
Hey, Mark, you're still muted.
Mark, you're muted.
I thought I muted myself. I'm sorry. Okay.
That's okay.
Okay. Going back to some of the conversations we had with you and Mike in the offseason to address right-handed power hitting, now with Walker and Kelly and Nick Ahmed, are you satisfied that you've expressed the need of some of the issues that arose in the offseason?
Yeah, I think so. You know, you always look for a balanced lineup, one that is going to create as much of a matchup problem for the opposition. But you just want to have good hitters. You want to have guys that can stand up there and barrel the baseball, whether they're facing a tough righty or a tough lefty, whether they're right-handed or left-handed. We of course, are looking at other right-handed options that are still in camp, so I don't want to dismiss the guys that are still here in camp that are competing. Guys such as Matheson, Thompson, and whoever else, but we want to make sure that we complement our lineup the best way we can and have as much balance as we possibly can. But the bottom line is we're looking for good hitters.
Thank you.
Tori, saw in the B game some young guys that are here for the first time, Alec Thomas, Corbin Carroll, Dominic Fletcher. Who all has been added to your group of 75 of those younger guys, and is it nice to get some eyes on them these last few days of spring?
Yeah, as far as who and the number, I we'll get that information to you. But you're talking about three really young, exciting players getting a chance to get on the field for the first time since Instructional League. I know they're super excited to be here, and you can just see the energy that they bring when they're playing in a game. So there's a lot of guys that are in that boat, but the ones that you mentioned obviously are guys that that are here and playing and getting some at bats, which is the most important thing.
All right, everybody, we will have Madison Bumgarner at 12:45.
Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Tori.